One of the things I kind of want to talk about is our country, the state of the country, and what we can do to help bring our nation back. And I think it's important to be thankful for what God has given us in America. This is still a free country, despite any of the communist ideologies that are out there that are trying to take over the White House. We still live in a free country. We have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and I am so thankful for that. I think we should all be thankful. The Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." If we want to have a blessed nation, God had better be our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I think of what we look at on our dollar bills and on our quarters. We have the phrase, "In God we trust." There are many people that are unthankful. They're trying to get rid of that. They're trying to make it so it goes out of print. I want to deal with many different topics very quickly. Many different things that are harming our country. I want to take a Christian perspective of how to fix them and very quickly just present this seminar here tonight. And so the first thing I want to talk about is humanism. Now, first off, the Bible tells us where we came from. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God gave us an explanation for why we're here. But in schools, they're telling our kids about humanism and how wonderful humanism is. They're teaching our kids that we came from a cosmic explosion. But here's the thing. What if I said a giant boulder just popped into this room from nowhere? Who would believe that? All right, who here thinks the universe could have popped into existence from nothing with no God? Do you know what that is? That's magic that they're teaching our kids. Folks, they're teaching our kids in public schools literal magic that poof, out of nowhere, abracadabra, nothing created everything. If you think that the universe just created itself from nothing, you've bought into mysticism, you've bought into magic. That's not science, that's a false religion. Next thing I want to deal with is transgenderism. In the schools today, they are teaching our kids that there are more than two genders. You can buy a shirt that says there are more than two genders, but guess what? You can only buy it in a male or female size. If there's so many different genders, shouldn't there be non-binary, male, female, cat, dog, right? Because people are saying you identify as whatever you want, right? It's unbelievable. The reason there's not more than two genders is because science has shown us that there's only male and female bones, okay? There's only male and female chromosomes. This is what science has shown us. We're talking about biology. We're talking about genetics. We're talking about scientific facts, scientific law. We only have male and female eyes. There's no such thing as a non-binary chromosome. It doesn't exist. They put their faith in a false religion. They need to have their eyes open to the truth. There's only male and female muscles. You say, well, why does this debate matter? Who cares what they do in their own privacy? It's not private. It's in public. They're trying to infiltrate women's sports. That affects everyone. They're trying to get into women's prisons. They identify as a woman. Look, you're going to trust some criminal that did some crime? You're going to trust them to tell you the truth about gender? Think about this. They want to go into women's locker rooms, women's bathrooms. You talk about bigotry, that's bigotry. They say, you're bigoted. No, I'm not bigoted for accepting people for what they are. I would be a bigot if I accepted people for what they're not, if I lied to people. We shouldn't lie to people. Don't buy into this game of literal charades. Look, if a guy puts on high heels and a skirt, it doesn't mean he's a woman. It means he's masquerading as a woman. He's a counterfeit. Bible says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Look, we need to be on the alert, folks. They are going after your kids with this. Drugs and alcohol. Does anybody want to guess what this is? This is a human's lung. Yeah, these are human lungs. Now, I understand we have people that smoke in this church. We do not judge them. We love them just the same. But this is what happens if you start getting addicted to cigarettes, folks. Your lung will turn to literal charcoal. What about alcohol? People say, it's so good to have a drink. Alcohol is defined as a drug. Do you know what alcohol does? You know why people like it? Because when they drink it, your organs become numbed. They become toxified. The media never tells it like that. They show like people that are tough in sports, Budweiser, right? Well, look, alcohol is defined as a drug. It can be toxic and addictive. A lot of Christians will say, alcohol is good for your stomach. Just drink a little bit of wine if you want to feel good. scientific paper here says alcohol irritates your gut. It destroys your stomach lining. What's the bottom of this say? It says the most effective way to treat and stop stomach aches is to what? Stop alcohol use. If you want to have a good stomach, don't do what these people that don't know anything about science say, which is ingest a bunch of alcohol. That's not going to help you. You need to stay away from that. The Bible says, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? I want to talk for a moment about explicit images. This is something that also brings your ability to think down. If you are looking at explicit images, and our culture in America says to do this, okay? They say to look at explicit images and that it's good for you. Well, what does scientific articles show us? It says if you look at inappropriate images, it damages your dopamine reward system. So people think they're getting more pleasure by looking at more and more inappropriate images. You know what happens? They actually get less pleasure over time. It destroys your brain. The title of this paper is Viewing Inappropriate Images Shrinks the Brain. You want your brain to physically shrink? A lot of guys have told me, Matt, if you're a real man, you'd look on all sorts of different women. You'd fantasize about all sorts of different women. Look, that actually shrinks your brain. It's God's built-in judgment for sin. This is why our culture is in such a wreck today. I think about these rock concerts that people go to, and I know I might be stepping on some toes, but I'm just going to give you the facts. This is what's happening in America. We have, whenever I go to work, guys are always talking about how wonderful it was to go to such and such rock concert. Well, let's talk for a moment about rock and roll. Did you know we are biological organisms? Plants are biological organisms. They put plants in a box, and they pumped rock and roll music into the box. You know what happened to the plants? They died. This tells me that it's not good to pump rock and roll music. They put rats in a box, in a maze, and with a maze they were all familiar with. And they tried navigating their way through the maze to Mozart. And guess what? Mozart helped them go right through the maze. They aced the maze. So when you hear hymns of the faith, you know what it's going to help you do? It's going to help you ace your Christian life. It's going to help you think about the things that are above, not on things on the earth. But rats that were exposed to rock and roll, they couldn't make it through the maze. A maze that they knew. When you're listening to rock and roll music and you're going down the road, your inhibitions are going down. It's confusion. God is not the author of confusion. This is a scientific fact. Look, you may say, well, this offends me, Brother Powell. I don't like this. These are scientific experiments. I'm just the messenger. Don't get mad at me for it. All right, look at this. It says mice that were exposed to heavy metal now. What did they do? Instead of completing the maze, they killed each other. They ate each other. And if you notice, some of the biggest shootings in the world have been at rock and roll concerts. Yet people want to tell me, let's bring a drum set into the church. Let's get the syncopated beat so we can reach all the young people. Look, that's not going to reach young people. That's just going to bring them in with worldly means. Look, we should bring them in with old-fashioned means, old-fashioned standards. Give me the old paths, the Bible says. That's what's going to help reach little kids and teenagers and even adults. We should not play the music that kills biological life in church. Let's talk about men going their own way. Who's ever heard of this organization? This is growing in America, folks. We have to be aware of it. It's an organization that's after young men. And what it tells them is, you shouldn't get married. Marriage is too hard. We should just have different partners. We should use women, but we shouldn't be committed to them. Okay, that's hate speech. To say you should use somebody but not provide for them. Bible says, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Guess what? If you have the opportunity to get married, that's a wonderful thing. And I always hear this phrase. Who's ever heard the phrase, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? They are equating women to cows. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about how hateful our culture has become? They think they're so loving, but that's the most hateful thing you could say. You're comparing someone you should love, someone you should be committed to, somebody you should provide for, to an animal? To a cow? Like on a farm? Look, if you find a wife, you found a good thing. And the younger you get married, the more likely you are to stay together statistically. And a lot of guys say, well, it's too hard to have a committed relationship. Well, that's wimpish. Oh, it's just too hard. I can't provide. Don't be a coward. Stand up, lead, be a knight in shining armor. For crying out loud, this is just basic common sense. Be committed. Commitment is heroic. Non-commitment is cowardice. You're being a coward if you're not going to be committed to a woman. They say, oh, I just want to live to get with as many women as I can. Do you know what? They have to live with that. They have hopes and dreams. Many girls, they grow up thinking, I want to find a knight in shining armor that'll take care of me, that'll be committed to me. How dare you step on their dreams? How dare you step on their hopes of finding a good man, a godly man that will take care of them and pay their bills? And feminism. Let's talk about feminism. They say, well, we don't need men. This is what this creates. When we don't take God's path, this is what happens. When we're not thankful for what the Word of God and what God's given us, this is what happens. We have feminism. But what does the Bible say? It says, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, and guide the house. Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Notice these words, for some are already turned aside after Satan. People that don't get married, a lot of times, a lot of young girls that don't get married, they end up getting with the wrong guy. They get outside of church, they get with the wrong guy, and the Bible says they're turned aside unto Satan. You should, as a young woman, you should be praying that God would bring that man into your life, that would protect you, provide for you. The culture is misogynistic. The culture says, use each other and throw each other away. The Bible says, I will never leave or forsake thee. I'll always love you. I'll stand for you. I'll stand behind you. I'll help you with everything. I'll help you with your finances. You don't want to be a sole provider for your little kids if you're a lady. You don't want to do that. That means you got to put them in daycare. You got to have all those payments. Then when you get home, a lot of these ladies, they don't have enough to survive. They end up going bankrupt, and some of them literally turn to harlotry. It's literally so sad. I've seen it over and over and over again. And why? Because they didn't follow what Jesus said. Because they didn't follow what God said. People always say, Mr. Powell, why would I want to follow a book with a bunch of rules? It's not about the rules. Look, rules are actually what protect you. What sport doesn't have rules? What sport out there? Can you imagine basketball with no rules? Somebody said, I'm so glad, somebody left our church once, not this church, but another church I was at. He said, I'm so glad we've escaped organized religion. What do you want, a disorganized religion? Disorganized world where everything is chaos? The Bible says, let everything be done decently and in order. That's what the Bible actually says. Let's talk about abortion. In Ohio, and I'm sure some of you guys have seen it, some girls were cheering because they had the abortion laws get passed that they can abort their babies. They're like, oh, yay. Some of them were crying even because they really have been tricked into thinking these aren't humans. And the saddest thing is that a lot of these abortion advocates, they'll get a dog. Dog will last a few years, it dies. They're heartbroken. They think that animal life is better than human life. We're equivalent to human life because we are animals, which we're not. Bible says we're created in the image of God. We're not animals. But let me say, they are missing out on a wonderful blessing. When I had just married my wife, I kid you not, and I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, but I thought, because I had heard from the media that having children is such a hard thing. You don't want to have kids? Are you crazy? I even thought, do I really want to have kids? Then I had children. And I would never want to go back. It's the greatest blessing that I've ever had. The Bible says, blessed is the fruit of the womb. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Blessed is the man that hath his quiver full of children. Look, your dog Clifford, it can't change the next generation. It can't keep us from having population collapse, which is what we're going through, because people aren't having kids. It can't change the world. But you know what can change the world? If we raise up a child the way he should go, so when he's old, he won't depart from it. When we raise up our children for Jesus and we tell them about Jesus, you think about all these people that are going after the kids with transgenderism and evolution theory, Darwinism, magic that the world created itself, all this nonsense that are going after our kids. We don't have time to sit on the couch and watch TV. We need to spend more time in the Word of God with our kids and saying, this is the truth. Because as dads many times are watching TV, little kids are watching YouTube channels of atheists that are telling them, your church is a lie, it's all a myth, Christianity's false, it's misogynistic, it's homophobic, it's blah, 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 blah. They go down the line with all these lies about Christianity. We need to step up. What's the most famous abortion argument? Let's just real quickly go through this real fast. My body, my choice. Who's ever heard that? Did you know that the DNA of a child is separate from the mother and father? It's a completely unique DNA. That means it's not your body. Scientifically, my body, my choice is not true. They say, well, since babies don't have consciousness, therefore we can kill them. Well, I know of a lot of people that lack consciousness. I know of people in hospitals that are on ventilators that aren't conscious. Do we have the right to go kill them? You guys ever thought of that? Do we have the right to go kill people that are in a coma? They're not conscious. Are you kidding me? That's not an argument to murder a baby. They say, well, they're inside the womb, so they're not human yet. Look, I'm the same person whether I'm in a car, whether I'm in a building, whether I'm in my mother's womb. The location of where I am doesn't determine what I am. Just because a baby is inside the womb doesn't mean it's not human. It's a baby inside the womb, it's a baby outside the womb. This is logic. And our world has become illogical. Some people say it makes life better for women to have an abortion. Oh, really? I've noticed that women who have children are happy. What's the first thing everybody says when somebody has a child born? Congratulations. Why? Because it's a big deal to have a child. The most powerful argument against abortion, I would say, is these pictures. You may think, I don't need a man. I don't need a woman. Really? Look at what God made. Look at what God made. This is the most powerful argument against abortion. Women have superpowers. Literally, to be able to have a child inside of your body, another human, to be able to take that human outside of your body is amazing. That's a superpower. It's a wonderful thing. Don't let the media tell you that it's not. Be thankful for life. The Bible says, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Black Lives Matter. Racism. We're getting right towards the end here. This is one of the last topics. Bible says there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Look, in church we sing, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They're all precious in his sight. Did you know the Bible says we're all of one blood? So it's not that the black man and the white man and the red man all had different primate ancestors and that we evolved out of Africa. It means we were created by God and we all descended from two people and they had the ability to diversify. The Bible says we are all of one blood, all the nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth. But what does Black Lives Matter say? This is on their website. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. What's the goal of Black Lives Matter? To disrupt normal family activity. Did you catch that? Oh, they're about acceptance. They just love everyone. Look, if we don't have more families, more children, you know what's going to happen? We're going to have more broken homes. And you know what that creates? If you disrupt the nuclear family structure, like Black Lives Matter is suggesting, it's going to create broken homes, broken people, broken society. You want to turn our nation into a third world country real fast? Forget the Bible then. Turn on God, because God will allow us to be turned over to this. So a normal family, they want to disrupt it. And they're so clueless. These protesters are so clueless that the BLM protesters ended up burning down their own houses. They're literally so out of their minds and so angry that they literally burnt down their own houses. They're so clueless, and they're looking for something. Let me tell you what they need is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says they need to look to Jesus to have peace. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. They burnt down the Minneapolis police station. Out of control. But Christianity is dangerous. The nuclear family is dangerous. No, this is dangerous. They need to be saved. They need severe help. They disregard the police. Let me tell you something. We should be thankful for the police that we have. We need the police. The Bible tells us, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. We could use our president, for example, whether you like him or not, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers. God put laws in place so that evildoers could be punished. We need the nuclear family for a healthy society. We get rid of the nuclear family, our society will literally be famished. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's why in schools across America, they're promoting witchcraft to the kids. They're promoting Satanism. And if you don't think this is true, go to your local school and you'll find that SatanCon and Satan clubs are popping up everywhere. The Bible says, all those who hate me love death. These Satanists, they always say that they don't really believe in the devil. It's just a funny charade. Look, if you're worshiping death, if you're worshiping darkness, what does that mean? That there's light. Has that ever crossed your mind that if there's evil, what is there? Good. If there's bad, there's good. And if there is lies, what else is there? Truth. Ultimate truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the Savior. He has the solution written out in the Bible for all of these issues. This is a message to America to wake up. And let me tell you something. This is the last verse. If my people, that's talking about us Christians, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Look, you got sin in your life. You're not showing up to church. You're living in wickedness. You got to turn from your wickedness. Not to be saved. These people are already saved. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. You want to know how we can save America? It's the church stepping up, the church saying that we need to do this. And along with this thought, if you had the solution for cancer, the ultimate solution, would you not give it to somebody? Would you not go knock on their door if they had cancer? If somebody's in a burning building, would you not knock on their door and say, watch out? As awkward as it may be, even though I don't always enjoy it, I will happily go knock on people's door and ask them, are you going to heaven? Because we have the faith, we have the person, Jesus Christ, that's the answer.